But
what does a cat squirrel and fox squirrel look like?
A fox squirrel is red,
mm-hmm.
like the color of a fox, and his tail is a little more bushy and he's larger. The cat squirrel is, he just hops and jumps like this. They out there, I see them every day. They just up and get scooped at a wind. I see them by digging a hole and covering up a pecan or some food.
Mm-hmm. What would, something that comes out of the Gulf that pearls grow in?
It comes out of the what?
Out of salt water that pearls grow in. Comes in a shell.
What, a mussel?
Well, something similar to that.
I don't know anything about seafood, so nothing pertaining to that much.
Uh-huh.
Oysters, I like oysters, but they're too high now for poor devil to eat.
Yeah.
That's what you talking about, I reckon, a while ago. Yeah.
What about something you hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Frogs?
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of frogs?
Well, they say there's a leapfrog. All of them leap.
Mm-hmm.
Toad frog, and then there's a big frog. There's two or three kinds of frogs, mm-hmm. but.
What do you call the one with the real deep voice?
That's a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. What about the little tiny ones that get up in the trees?
We call them tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. And. Kind of,
You know, there's a little fish-like thing. It tadpole
mm-hmm.
is offspring and come from that tadpole. You get into a frog.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
Oh, that's a terrapin, and then there's a regular turtle.
What's the difference?
Well, a terrapin is a more soft shell. He stays on dry land, and some of them are those big frogs that get up way hundreds of pounds.
Mm-hmm.
We got terrapins out there now. I bet you I could have marked one out there. I bet he's been around here ever since we've been here.
Gosh.
I saw in the paper the other day where a man had caught this same turtle and marked the dates on him.
Mm-hmm.
For about 10 years, and he's looking for him to come back again.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Oh, lots of insects will sting you. A wasp will show sting you, and a bumblebee will sting you, and a yellow jacket will sting you.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of little old insects will sting you though.
Uh-huh. You mentioned the wasp. If you were talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
What?
The wasp. If you were talking about several of those, you would be talking about several.
Wasp, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Red wasp, and there's a black wasp. Red wasp shows hurt you. There's a lot of people been stung by them and died.
They've been stung by the.
By a wasp and kill them.
Mm-hmm. A kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Bats.
Or insect.
Oh.
You grab it and you get this powder.
Oh, that's a little old lightning bug.
Mm-hmm.
It'll light this fly up, light that away.
Uh-huh.
You get it and hold them on your hand and they'll, I played with them as a kid.
What about something that eats holes in your wool clothes?
Huh. Now you talk about something that's hard to get rid of. Those darn moths.
Mm-hmm.
They got under that thing and we didn't know it and they eat that carpet up back there, and I put that stuff all around them, but we didn't move it and Pauline wanted me to put it back where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now how much longer I'm going to have to go put my wife to bed and